So a lot of people complain kind of workplaces being a little less fun and a little less relaxed these days. It's 99.7 EJX. But this is a setting the bar story. And honestly, there's a part of me that thinks this is a little bit of an overreaction.
Okay, we'll be the judge.
Yeah. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without forcing your staff to play homemade games that you created at work, then you're doing okay.
Homemade games?
Yeah, kind of like board games.
Okay.
Yeah, so this happened.
Games you make up?
So this happened.
Or actually established games?
In Japan at a fire department.
Okay.
This sergeant was suspended because he forced his coworkers to play board games during regular work hours. It wasn't like Scrabble, Monopoly, Settlers of Catan. It was self-made board games. Now, don't know if he was like trying to just run like a little
focus group
to
That's
see
what it sounds like.
Yeah, if he could like spin these off and make them himself.
That was his side hustle.
Yeah. So there were about 10 different types of board games. They were created on blank pieces of paper.
Oh.
And I guess they played them about 14 times, totaling about 35 hours there at the firehouse.
Okay.
Now, when there's no fires,
what else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do?
I mean, there's only so many ways, times you can check the equipment, make sure everything is ready to go if you need it.
Yeah, it wasn't like they were gambling. They weren't gambling games or anything like that. But there was someone who snitched and ruined the fun for everyone.
Oh, there's always one bad apple.
wait a minute. It's the bad apple is the employee, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, snitch.
Yeah, the snitch.
Did the employees like the games? Or
see, I don't know.
Did they all think, like, this is dumb. Why is he making us do this?
Yeah, they said in the story, not everyone was kind of into it. And everything stopped once someone snitched. I guess the boss, the sergeant, thought it would be good for communication.
It's team bonding.
That's what he thought, but he now regrets doing that. So
it's team bonding and helping me build my side business.
Right. At the same time.
If they like the games, I'm going to get them made and marketed.
Right. So, I don't know. Like, part of me is like, okay, overreaction. Another part of me is like, yeah, I mean,
could this have been a stern warning like, hey, don't do that?
Maybe.
During work hours.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, it's a firehouse, so, like, I don't know if they're thinking it's taken away from things that they should be doing for the community or whatever, but nonetheless, that's your setting the bar story, because this boss forced his employees to play these homemade games.
That's what we're doing today, guys.
All right, this game is called Tillamook.
Tillamook.
It's about butter.
Butter.
Who's going to choose this pat of butter as their piece?
Oh, wow.
And the object is to get it onto the toast.
Here's the thing. Maybe somebody snitched because the games were really bad.
The games were more entertaining.
If the games were better,
yeah,
maybe everyone would have maybe been like, you know what? First rule of game club, we don't talk about game club.
You know what? You're right. Maybe it's because the games were terrible.
Right. If they were just better games.
If they were better games, then maybe we wouldn't even be talking about this.
They could have kept their operation going.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without forcing your staff to play homemade games that you've created at work, then you're doing okay.
I really want to see them in action.
I do. I kind of want to see the games. But that being said, is there anything that a former boss made you do that was ridiculous?
And you said former because could be dicey.
Yeah, I mean,
boss currently on blast.
Hey, you do you. If you want to say the boss that you're currently employed under is doing.
Maybe your boss is cool with being roasted.
Yeah, whatever. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of those stories. We'll do that coming up.